correctional facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, calls from home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca. We're located in Kingston, Ontario in Carruthers Hall. I'm in the dark, scary basement of Carruthers Hall right now recording this for you. And my name's Sam. I'm going to be playing a lot of great music for you for the next hour here. Today is going to be it's going to be a lot of hardcore, I think, because the past few episodes I've been mixing it up a lot. I had folk and stuff, I had folk and stuff in the last episode, some folk punk, but most of what I found, I was listening to music while I was studying for an exam that's tomorrow, and yeah, I was just listening to a lot of hardcore stuff, so that is going to be what I'm playing for you, because that's how my show works, really. I just find stuff that I listen to and like to listen to. And then I go, yeah, other people are going to like this too. And then you guys get to hear it. if anyone is listening. Up next, I'm going to play a band from Los Angeles, California. A very cool hardcore band. And they're called Throat, and this is their song Bottom Feeder off their demo 2025, which came out, let's see here. I can never remember. Yeah, it came out December 10th. So, six-song EP, Demo 2025 by Bottom Feeder. Definitely go check that out if you're into cool California hardcore. And here you go right now with... Oops, I messed up. I called them Bottom Feeder. The band is called Throat. And the song I'm going to play is called Bottom Feeder. So here you go with Bottom Feeder by Throat.
What are you gonna do about it? We'll be right back.
That last one there was another new song, new album. Just came out December 11th, so a few weeks ago now. And that was, the song was called Drinking, and the band is called Fuck Fuck Fuck. Three fucks. And they're from Amsterdam, which kind of makes sense with the, with some of the titles of the song, some of the song names on the album, because there's, here, I'll read them off. There's one called Anal, Geo Wizard, because is that guy Rainbolt, the Geo Guesser guy, is he from Amsterdam, or the Netherlands in general? He might be, I'm not sure. I'll do some research into that for the next episode. And then, what else is there? Hard Rock, that's not really Amsterdam-centric, but Amsterdam Moord is Amsterdam-centric. I don't even know what a Moord is. It's probably a silly little Dutch word. I hope I don't have any Dutch listeners that I'm offending right now, calling their words silly. But you gotta admit, even if you are Dutch, can you just admit that some of your words are very silly? Like, it reminds me of this thing I saw online, and it was like someone pooped on a bus, and there was a news article that was like, that they interviewed someone, and they said something like, "Das Bus ist some shittin' fartin'," or something really funny like that. I'll search it up, and I'll tell you what it is after the next few songs. But up next, I'm going to play a band from, they're from Seville, Spain, and they're called Yunk. This is another new album. When did it come out? Every time I play a new album, I have to check when it came out, because I can't remember dates. That's why I'm not a history major. I'm a political studies major, because, I don't even remember anything from that. I just make stuff up on the exams. They're from Bilbao, Spain. Someone else is from Seville, Spain that I played. I can't remember who. But this is another new album. It came out December 4th, about a week before the Fuck 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 album came out. And yeah, this song is called Leave Me Alone by Yunk.
Still.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
You just heard a song by American band, Indianapolis band called Slur. They're called Slur. Their name isn't a slur. If their name was a slur, I would not be playing them. But yeah, that was their song American Victim, and it's kind of a new album. Came out October 2025, so not very new. Everything, newness is relative. Like, before I came to the radio station and like started doing this show, I would call an October 2025 album new, but then once I came and started doing my radio show, I realized how much music is released daily a lot of the time, and like whenever I sort by new arrivals on Bandcamp, it's stuff like, a lot of the time it's day of, it's showing me new stuff, and it's always good, it's a lot of the time it's really good stuff too, so it's impressive how much good music is out there. That's why I really like doing this show, because it shows me, no pun intended, that'd be a terrible pun if I intended it. If I intended that as a pun, someone should shoot me. But yeah, it just shows me how much new music is released daily and how much good stuff is out there. And it's really cool, because I like listening to new music. I get bored. I've noticed my tendency is to go back to music that I've listened to a lot. Like, Green Day has been my top artist on every Apple Music or Spotify Wrapped since 2019 or 2018 or 2019, whenever I got Apple Music, just because, well, they are my favorite band of all time. And screw you pretentious elitist punks that are going to say, they're going to make fun of me for that. But yeah, I just go back to the stuff I know, kind of, like, because I can't, a lot of the time I can't think of what new stuff I want to listen to. So yeah, discovering all this stuff because I have to, somewhat, is really fun for me. And if anyone's listening that wants to do a radio show or has thought about it, if you're like a Queen student or community member or whatever, I'd recommend it. It's pretty cool. Cool experience. You get millions of listeners if you're as good as me. I get about 10, maybe, on a good day. I'm not sure. Actually, I have to check my stats. Up next, that's enough of me yapping. So up next, we have a Canadian band with, it's also new, but I'm not sure when. I'm not going to check. I'll tell you after, because I think every time I announce a new band playing, I go, when did this come out? And I spend 15 seconds checking. So I'm not checking this time. I'll check while the song is playing. But the band is called Make It Right, and the song is called Knobhead. Here you go.
Thank you. sure I had.
Heard the song called Level 2 Pidgey in a Master Ball by a band from Nashville, Tennessee called Free Throw. It's off their self-titled EP from 2012, and I completely forgot what a Pidgey was and was just really confused by that title. Then I remembered it's from Pokemon, but at first I thought they were just like, you know how Midwest emo bands always have the most like long, weird, obscure titles for songs. I don't know what it is with Midwest emo. It's specifically Midwest emo. They have the craziest titles. Not even crazy, like, out of pocket. Just, like, long and obscure references. Maybe they're just obscure to me. Maybe I just don't know things. But it's like Oakwood. They're probably my favorite Midwest emo band. I don't listen to that much Midwest emo, but my favorite song by them is called I'm Still Cheering for the 1980 U.S. Olympic Hockey Team, or something like that. And that's the issue. Not an issue. I'm just complaining about silly things. But it's such a long title. It's my favorite song by the band, and I don't even know what it is fully. Like, I don't know. Was the 1980 Olympic U.S. Hockey Team good? I doubt any U.S. hockey team's good with how Canada's going to be beating them this year at Four Nations. We beat them. We'll beat them again this year. And I don't want to, I'm not going to take no flack from American hockey fans. It's Canada's hockey team on top. Also Senators on top to all you Leafs fans out there. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a Polish band. And I'm going to butcher the band name right now. I have to analyze it a bit before I say it. I'm so sorry in advance. It's Ulixi Oprizek. Don't know. I'm sorry, but that's the band name. And the song is called FC St. Pauli do Boju. I'm gonna if you're listening online or even on the radio, I think it should say the spelling because I'll have it in my log and hopefully you can read the actual title. If any Polish listeners are listening, they can correct me if you want. DM me and send me a voice memo with the corrected pronunciation. But yeah, I'm going to play that band right now. Cool punk band from Poland. Sort of like oi punk style, almost. I'm not sure. I'm not going to try and pigeonhole them into a genre. They're a punk band, and that's broad enough. And then I'm going to play a band called Head Wound City with their song Head Wound City USA. And then I can't remember what I'm going to play next after that stuff, but it's going to be fun stuff. So stay tuned. Here you go with the Polish band I'm not going to attempt to pronounce again. That was Head Wound City with Head Wound City USA. And that's a really, I really like the intensity on that song. I sound like such a nerd right now. Oh, I really like the intensity on that one. But I do. I truly do. Yeah, they're a band from Los Angeles, California. I don't know why I say California after Los Angeles. I don't know how many other Los Angeleses there are. Los Angeles there are. But pretty sure it's implied that it's from LA. I really would like to go to California one day because I think I was put on this earth to be a homeless man in California, that I would have a tent. No, I wouldn't even have a tent. I would have a hammock and I would sleep on the beach, and then I would busk for money, and I would surf and or skateboard, depending if I learned to surf or not by being in Los Angeles. So that's, if I ever end up homeless, I will try and save up all my money to get a one-way ticket on a bus or a plane or a helicopter or any mode of transportation to go to California. And then, yeah, I'll busk on the street and I'll sleep on the beach. And I actually had a dream about this one time. I had a dream about it, and it wasn't ideal, but of other places to be homeless, I think California would be the place for me, because it's warm, and yeah, if it gets too hot, I go for a quick surf if I learn to surf. And yeah, it just seems like if I ended up on hard times and I had to be homeless, California just seems like the ideal climate and environment for it. I know that being homeless is never ideal, but California seems like the place that, I don't know, it would best, I don't know, it would work out best somehow. Like, look at, there's a lot of skateboarders, big skateboarders from the 90s that were just homeless. They were skating on the beach, or skating on the strand and then surfing on the beach. But then, I guess they got big brand deals and made a lot of money eventually. I guess I wouldn't get that. So maybe I should rethink my plan here. We'll see. We'll see how things pan out at the CFRC 10-year reunion. Well, if I can make it, if I'm not there, then I'm homeless on the beach in California. That's all I can say. Up next, gonna play some Canadian punk for you. This is a band called Water Margin, and they're from Vancouver. All this stuff is, so much of this Canadian stuff is from Vancouver. But yeah, they're a really cool, they're kind of like a post-hardcore band, maybe. I'm gonna get hate for saying that, but they're sort of post-hardcore-esque. And yeah, this is their song called Cryptograph. Here you go.
Still Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
You just heard Fuck the 29 by a band called Boxcutter from Toronto, and I have, he's a friend.
Wow, man.
He's a Pibble expert is what I'll bring him in as. I got Ben here, and if anyone doesn't know what a Pibble is, explain a Pibble to us.
Okay.
Because he's my Pibble apprentice. Yes.
Pibbles are a social media...
And real life.
Yeah, I guess we relate to them in real life as well, but originally found them in social media. They are baby French bulldogs that, based on their different colors that they have, they're given different names regarding their colors. And
let's give a few names.
What's the main one? We got Gmail.
Gmail's classic.
You want to describe what a Gmail looks like?
Gmail's just a classic white with black spots on its eyes.
We have a Washington, named that for a specific reason. He prefers having his belly washed.
Yes, because Washingtons are firefighters in the Pibble Palace, and so they're often covered in soot, giving them the black hue, and then the soot needs to be washed off in the sink. And they say, say it for us.
Wash my belly.
Exactly. Good. And yeah, what else? There's footballs. They're white with brown spots on their eyes.
So similar, often confused with Gmails.
Yeah,
a less experienced than either Sam or me would often call a Gmail a football or vice versa.
Most people on campus,
yes,
that is, because we're probably the experts on campus.
So.
I'd think so. Yeah, and there's lore behind the Pibbles.
Mm-hmm.
There's me and Ben have a Christmas tree in our house. And we don't have an angel, but we have a Giebel on top, which is an alien Pibble who used to be an enemy of the palace until there was a peace treaty signed in 2024, I think.
Yes.
And yeah, because they would light Pibbles on fire. They would come down to Earth and into the palace, and yeah, they would light. That's why Washingtons were needed. They would put out the fires.
Yeah, of course. And these Giebels, so originally, of course, they were known as evil to the palace, but... more recently, in the last year or two, they've come to the right side, I think, and we can both admit that we're happy that they're.
I'm glad because we have one on our tree because I feel safe because they were violent creatures, because they would light Pibbles on fire, which is obviously a vile, immoral crime, but since they're on our side now, I kind of feel safe whenever I'm in the palace or in our house with our Giebel watching over our house, because if there's a robber, you're getting lit on fire by our Giebel. So watch out. Don't break into my damn house.
Now, Giebel on this watch. Morning, the there Giebel did fall off the tree. And
why did he fall off the tree? You raged?
No, you raged. Sam was playing Fortnite, and unfortunately, he has yet to have a win. We're still working on it.
I've been in the aim trainer.
Yep.
I never played Fortnite.
But the Giebel did fall off the tree and rolled perfectly so that he faced into the flames of our household fire.
Okay, there's no flame.
Well,
we're not allowed a candle, let alone a fire.
Theoretically, if we had a fire going, the Giebel was looking into them. So
Ben is thinking, I think you're being a bit dramatic with this and taking it in a bad light because you still have a little bit of Giebel prejudice.
I have bad blood.
Because someone close to Ben was unfortunately lit on fire. So yeah, Ben has some prejudice against Giebels, and he's learning. He's learning to not use this hate anymore.
I really do aspire to forgive them the way that Sam has.
He believes that our Giebel is turning back to the evil
too many coincidences, man.
That was just one coincidence.
Yeah, but he could have faced any direction, but he had to face toward the fire.
To be fair, you knocked him over when you raged.
We're not getting into this, man.
Ben lost a game of Fortnite.
I was trying to train him. Again.
I was trying to train him how to play Fortnite because he can't aim for diddly squat. And he's just an angry person because of the Giebel incident with lighting his mother on fire.
Man.
And yeah. Anyways, what are we playing next? It's a that's enough pibbles for now. Next song is a band from Norway. They're called Jubb. That's what I call you sometimes, eh?
No,
hey,
you never called me that.
I call him Jubby once in a while. Yeah. And this is their song from their new album. Came out December 11th. The album's called Demo. Oh, yeah, it's an EP called Demo, not an album. I'm sorry. But the song is called Bergen. And here you go.
sudden forgetting. Just destroy all the evidence. This is a 44 caliber love letter straight from my heart.
That last one was 44 caliber Love Letter by Alexis on Fire, which I played them on their House of Strombo episode last week. And that's your favorite punk band, right, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that band. Never heard of them.
Who's your favorite? Yeah, okay. I want to tell a story because I think that our house is haunted because last night I was getting ready to go to my exam and then I was just sitting at the dining room table and I heard music start playing from my room and I wasn't in my room. No one was home. I think like someone was in the basement, but no one was home. And then all of a sudden, yeah, music starts playing in my room. I was like, it's my MP3 player. So I go in and the MP3 player is sitting in my desk drawer. It's sitting in the drawer. There's nothing on top of it. Like nothing fell and hit the button. It just started playing Green Day.
Sorry, is this the same MP3 player that started playing Adam Levine in the library?
Avril Lavigne. Not Adam Levine. From Maroon 5,
man.
No, because that one, it was in my bag, so it got, like, crushed. Something squeezed up against it.
Or the ghost is following you.
No, he wouldn't do that. So, like, something played, squeezed up against him to play. But this one, it was literally, it just started playing. Like, nothing was in the drawer
that
bumped
weird.
I kept it playing because I thought that it was a ghost that liked Green Day. So I just left it for him, just in case. And, oh, we're almost out of time, actually. Huh. Do you want, okay, this is Ben's first time on the radio with all my 17 listeners. What do you want to plug?
Do I want to plug anything?
You want to plug anything?
Yeah, I want to go tell you guys to check out Pibbles.
Yeah, man.
So the most common form of social media is called Pibble12. You can find them on Instagram. I don't know if they're on...
Pibble12's the
original. I don't know if they're on TikTok.
They're getting anything, on TikTok, but I think it's like other accounts.
I'd say their main form of social media is Instagram. So they've got a couple hundred thousand followers, I think.
Pibble12 is a big...
So they're not small. I know if you've never heard of them and you hear us talking about them, you probably assume it's...